So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion in Hifkiya Kedushas and Shalavim Kedusha Shal Yisrael B'Midbar. The Levim removed the Kedusha from the Bechor Yisrael in the Midbar. Kuntarekis Hasar posed the following question to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. B'Pratin Shalavim Atamaitse Esim B'Shnaim Elef V'Sholesh Meas. In the specific count of the Levim, the total is 22,300, because as written in the Torah, the B'nai Gershon were 7,500, the B'nai Kas were 8,600, and the B'nai Merari were 6,200, which in all equals 22,300. While B'chlol not the Maitzei, Esim Mishnayim Aleph, in the general count of the Levim, the total mentioned is only 22,000. What happened to the remaining 300 Levim? Yechim Zak replied, Eisen Shalash Meis B'chayris Hayu, Ve'im B'chayr Mefki B'chayr. Those 300 Levim were Bechayim, and they cannot remove the Kedusha from the Bechayim Yisrael, because Da'i LeBechayim Sheyefki, Kedusha Zatzmai. The Bechayim needed to remove their own Kedusha, therefore they cannot also remove someone else's Kedusha. Then, Kuntarekis Hasar posed another question. Begivu Kesav Atamaitzei, Masayim Va'achas Kikar Va'achas Esri Mana. The silver that Moshe Rabbeinu collected for the Mishkan added up to 201 Kikar and 11 Mana, because 600,550 people each gave a Machzah Shekel. And since 3,000 machzah shekel are 1,500 shekel, which equals 1 kikar, 600,300 machzah shekel equal 201 kikar. And since 50 machzah shekel, which are 25 shekel, equal 1 mana, the remaining 550 machzah shekel, or 275 shekel, equal 11 mana. However, ubenesina sakesa batamaitzi ma'as kikar. The silver that Moshe used for the Mishkan was only 100 kikar, as the pasuk states. Vayhi ma'as kikar akesel letzekes as adnei akodesh. If so, Moshe rabchem ganav haya, a kiyuftus haya. Oy eni boki b'cheshbonis. Moshe, your leader, was either a thief, a gambler, or could not calculate accurately, because nosan mechza v'nota mechza u'mechza shom lehitzer. He used only half the amount that he collected. Yechim Zaka replied, Moshe Rabbeinu gizber neman haya. Uboki b'cheshbonis haya. Moshe Rabbeinu was certainly trustworthy and an expert in calculations. However, the mana of Hekdesh was double, 50 shekel or 100 machzah shekel, while the standard mana was only 25 shekel or 50 machzah shekel. Accordingly, 6,000 machzah shekel equal 1 kikar, and the 600,000 machzah shekel equaled 100 kikar, while the remaining 3,550 machzah shekel that were less than 1 kikar were used for the Vavi HaAmudim, hooks on the pillars of the Mishkan. And we see that Manash HaKadosh Kafal Hayy in the following pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. Vash shekel esrim gera. 1 shekel is equivalent to 20 gera, which is 4 dinar. And esrim shkolim, chamisha v'esrim shkolim, esri v'chamisha shekel, hamana yilichem. The man of Hekdesh is equivalent to 20 plus 25 plus 15 shekel, a total of 60 shekel, which comes out to be 240 dinar. The Gemara asks, v'hamasin v'arbon havyan. If a standard man is only 25 shekel or 100 dinar, why is the mana of Hekdesh 60 shekel or 240 dinar? The Gemara answers that this teaches us four things. Shema mina, mana shel kodesh kafal haya. The mana of Hekdesh was double, 50 shekel or 200 dinar, while the standard mana was only 25 shekel or 100 dinar. Shema mina, misifin alamidis. We may add to the measures. However, vei misifin yesi mishtus. The Chum added 1/6 to the mana, and the mana of Hekdesh became 60 shekel or 240 dinar, while the standard mana became 30 shekel or 120 dinar. And this is the proof that one may add to an existing coin or weight up to a shtus 1/6, but not yesim shtus more than 1/6. The shma minah shtusim elabar. The additional shtus is figured from outside the principle in that they divided the principle of 50 shekel by 5 and added on a sixth portion of 10 shekel for a total of 60 shekel, an additional 20%, which is 1/6 of the total. 10 of 60 is 1/6. The Gemara proceeds with three questions that Reb Chanina posed to Reb Eliezer. Why does the mitzvah of b'chayr b'mitzmeya apply only to donkeys and not to horses and camels? Rabbi Yezra replied, the Torah specifically excludes other b'mitzmeya, as the Gemara explains at the end of this staff. Also, because Shesayu Yisrael b'shas yitziyasim in Mitzrayim, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, the donkeys assisted them and carried the beasts in Mitzrayim, the gold and silver of the Egyptians. Rabbi Chanina also asked, my Lashon Refidim, what is the meaning of the name Refidim, the location of Mechamas Amalek? And Rabbi Yezra replied, Refidim Shema, this was always its name. While Rabbi Shua said, Sheripu Atzma Medibri Torah, the place was named as a result of this incident. The Yidden had become lax from Torah learning, therefore Amalek came to attack them. Rabbi Chanina continued to ask, my Lashon Shittim, what is the meaning of the name Shittim, the location of the incident with the Bnei Ismayav? And Rabbi Yezra replied, Shittim Shema, this was always its name. Or Rabbi Shua said, Shenes asku b'divrishtos, the Yidden engage in the foolishness of sin. Zok the Mishnah, Parashu yoldu min chamor, v'chamorashu yoldu kimin sus, p'turim in the b'chera. If a cow gave birth to a donkey, or a donkey gave birth to a horse, the mitzvah b'chera does not apply. This is derived from the repetition in the psukim of the words petach chamor, to teach, achehei hayoylet chamor v'hanoylet chamor. The mitzvah applies only if both the mother and the b'char were donkeys, but not if one is of a different species. And the Mishnah holds, Gali Rachman b'kedushas dam m'muhadim b'kedushas aguf. The Pasuk taught this halacha for petach chamor, which is not brought as a carbon, and this applies also to b'char behemet tahira, which is brought as a carbon, through a mamatzinu, a comparison. The Gemara cites Rabbi Yisai Glili, who disagrees, and says the source is in the Pasuk of b'char behemet tahira, that states, Ach b'char shor, b'char kesev, b'char eis. The word b'char is repeated three times to teach, Achdiye hu shor, u'b'char shor, achdiye hu kesev, u'b'char kesev, eis, achdiye hu eis, b'char eis. The mother and the b'char must both be cattle, sheep, or goats. But if the mother and the b'char are of a different species, the mitzvah does not apply. However, yesh be mikta siman m'chayef, if the b'char has some characteristics of its mother, the mitzvah does apply because ach, chilek, the word ach, minimizes the drasha. And Rabbi Yisai Glili holds, Gali Rachman b'kedushas aguf, u'had b'kedushas dam. The Pasuk taught this halacha for b'chay behemet tahira, which is brought as a carbon, and this applies also to petach chamor, which is not brought as a carbon. The Rama matzinu, a comparison. The Gemara goes on to explain that our Mishnah holds that the Pasuk of b'chayr is needed to teach the halacha of emereim kerevim. In the carbon b'chayr of all three, shur, kesev, ve'ez, their fats are burned on the mizbeach. And we cannot derive one from the other because each has a unique chumra, a unique stringency. Shur, nisraba b'nesachem, an ox requires the largest amount of minchas nesachem. Kesev nisraba b'alya, a sheep's tail is burned on the mizbeach. Eiz nisraba isla b'etz kechavim b'yachat, a goat is burnt for the chatas avoy dezora of an individual. Or Rabbi Yisai Glili holds that the pasuk of petach hamar is needed to teach petach hamar matilach b'le pitri susim megumal. The mitzvah of b'chor behemet tamei applies only to a donkey, but not to other non-kosher animals such as a horse or a camel. While our Mishnah holds that the source to exclude susim megumalim is from the following pasuk. The words kol miknecha tizachar is a klal inclusive, and the words shor b'seh b'chamor is considered a prat exclusive. Therefore, klal u'prat, ein b'chlal el masha b'prat. The prat minimized the klal completely so that only these prat are included in the klal, but susim u'gemalim are excluded from the klal.